Stage, we want to look at Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. We want to center in on the very first family. And in these verses, we read, "And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground." In those first two verses, we find very happy words. But then following that, in verses 3 through 8, we begin to read some words that end up in tragedy. Very sad words. Verse 3. "And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell." It's interesting that you find that in verse 2, Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Then in verse 5, or verse 4, we read, "The Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect." There are differences between these two boys, not only in occupation, but in their offering unto the Lord, their religious life. Verse 6, "And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? And if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him." Kipling once wrote this about families, and I quote, "All of us are we, and everyone else is they." If you are looking for the perfect family, you will never find one. We, parents, must work with what we have, which includes family.